Ain't nothing wrong with doing something crazy. I know, that's right. Shit, we in the trap house. We ain't even got to tell everybody.
We already know who you listen to. We got Project Pat up in here, Dungeon Master. We got Tino Star on the line. Project Pat, man, what's going on with you right nowadays, man?
Oh, man, not too much. I'm cruising through Memphis right now. It's gonna gonna go to Atlanta in the morning. I got a me and Juicy working. Gonna work on this mix CD with Allen Boy.
Okay.
Gonna work with mix CD and Allen Boy tomorrow. We are going to the studio Allen Boy. And man, we just getting it in. I got I'm gonna do this Money Man. I'm gonna shoot Titty Boy part in the video. And I already shot the Tia Weed Booker. I already shot that. That's being edited right now.
That's, oh yeah, that's heavy right there.
Yeah, that's just it. Right there. Yeah, yeah, I appreciate it. I was just sitting back one day and I said, let me think of something real quick with a melody. That's it. It's got to be something.
Yo, check this out. It's a question I need to hit you up with, my G. Is there going to be a Cutthroat 3 mixtape?
You know what? I think it is. We're going to do another Cutthroat and a Play with Contender Man. Yeah, I think, you know, the thing is, this last little joint we did, we didn't really have a title for it. This one we doing with Allen Boy, we messed around, we might call that Cutthroat 3.
Right.
Okay.
We might call it Cutthroat 3, but I don't know. We just trying to see. We might
Cutthroat and Cutthroat 2 and shit. God, that shit is hard, my G.
I appreciate it, man. We just trying to get it. And I got another mix CD I got coming with a guy by the name of the Nasty Man. You know, it's called, Oh yeah. He rapping on the he's Nasty Man on Money Man. He on the Money Man song. He rapping last on the Money Man song, but the bird got some hard songs. His swag is like a Drake and a Plies mixed together.
Okay.
Because he's tall, red, with low cut, and you know what I'm saying? He's a pretty boy, and he's going to get the girls and all that, but he ain't wearing no skinny jeans like this. nothing wrong with skinny jeans, don't you want to wear? He don't do that, though. But, you know, I say pretty boy, it's automatically, a lot of people think, oh, he must be wearing a skinny jeans. Like, no, he don't do that. But he come off like Plies, though. Like, he real freaky. He real expensive. You know, girls like this, so I'm gonna do one with him, man, because this dude here, man, he got some stuff, man. It's gonna be called Freaky Tail. And we're gonna let DJ Smalls gonna bring that one out.
Right.
That's crazy. Well, Project Pat, what's happening, man? It's the Boys Enough Star. You live on the motherfucking trap, man. I just wanna say y'all motherfuckers are like the anthem kings, man.
That's right.
I appreciate it, man. I mean, you know, we just blessed, man. You know what I'm saying? We just do what we do. I tell people all the time, man. I really just a time rapper, man. The real talk, when I came out, man, I wasn't even doing it for that. I just was saying a few catchy lines, man, that people liked, and that was it. I wasn't even, like, for real, I wasn't even on it like that. Like, I just was saying something. Like,
yeah.
But for real, like, I'm telling you, like, a lot of stuff, I look back, like, I was on the road. You know, I've been on the road a lot doing shows, and my cousin did me a lot. He my manager, and he was, like, 7 years younger than me.
Yeah.
So, you know, he know all the music and stuff, but, like, we grew up, he my first cousin. He's, like, a lot of stuff he didn't really know about. He just heard through my family how I, you know, what I used to do back when I was younger, before the rap. So he was like, cuz, so you really was doing this, bro? I was like, man, I wasn't even thinking. Like my mind, like on that song, that one song I got when I say, man, nigga sitting outside, you got no clothes on. You just sitting outside 4 or 5 days with the same clothes on.
Damn.
They're really, like, for real, like, I wasn't even thinking about it when I said, I just was like rapping. I just was saying some shit. But really, that was really me, for real. Like, and I thought about it, and I was like, I remember one time, I was sitting up there with the same clothes on. I had to with some girls, and I needed to take a bath, and I was like,
that separates a rapper from a hip hop artist.
That's trap house shit right there, nigga. Hip hop
artist.
I had to sit back and pay for it, man. I was like, you know what? I said, man, I really was. And I started listening. Like, I really, like, I was locked up when I was in the feds. I was locked up when I'm gone and I ain't got out. And I just started really listening to the music I was putting out. And, like, I've been heard, of course, but it's been 4 years. So I said, let me brush my skills up so I'm listening to the music. So I'm listening to it with kind of like birds and ears because I ain't heard it in 4 years.
Yeah.
So I'm listening to it and I'm like, hey, man. I start thinking about the stuff I was rapping about. She goes, nah, it's like you got the feds. I'm thinking about what can incriminate me.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about stuff and I'm like, I said, damn.
Nigga said, I'm telling you no.
Man, look, if I'm going to tell you something, I'm going to be honest with you. Getty Green. I shouldn't even been, like, the shit on Getty Green, the album I first came out with, I shouldn't even, like, some of that shit I shouldn't even been talking about. Cause
I love that shit.
I was listening to it, and I said, man, I'm tripping, man.
It was so great for the streets, though, man.
That's fucking class.
But I'm telling y'all, though, for real, though, like, I wasn't even thinking, like, I wasn't even, like, on no... Like, you know, doobie, I'm a real street nigga. I wasn't on it. Like, I was not even on it. I was just rapping. I thought this was how you're supposed to do it because I didn't know the game because I'm not a rapper. So yeah. I didn't know the game. I just was just putting it out there.
Right.
And then I just said, man, I'm tripping, man. I put my own business out there. And I was like, man. So then I started thinking. I said, you know what? I said, I guess that's why when I be mean these girls, they be thinking I'm like this. Okay. And I was thinking, I'm really tripping, man. I said, because really, to be honest, like, it all really was me. Like, it really was me. Like, I really was the dude. Like, a lot of stuff I'd be rapping about, like, don't save him. That was me trying to save a bro.
But you can't
turn a whole into a housewife, so... I learned it, and, like, I just rapped about it. You know what I'm saying?
But you want to know something? That shit that you did by mistake is what, you know what I mean, niggas be trying to do. They don't really be speaking about their life. They be speaking about the next man shit or making up fairy tales.
Yeah,
so you ain't do nothing wrong, man. You feel me? Real talk.
At the end of the day, right. So it basically coincides with what we was talking about earlier. That's why this, you know what I'm saying, we do what we do in the trap house, guys.
Yes, sir.
Everything coincides as one and shit, you know what I mean? You basically picked up on what we was talking about earlier, guy, and it basically just solidified the situation of how this game really is, man, because got to give it to the people like that, you know what I'm saying?
Another thing, Pat, when y'all brothers first was taking off back then, the people really wasn't listening. Them folks really ain't had their ears to the music like that. Now them folks on everything.
You're right. I thought about that, too.
Yeah,
they really wasn't listening. Cause I'm gonna tell you something. It's a lot of folks like Master P was talking real stuff.
Man. Oh man, Ice Cream Man.
Yeah.
Shit, you already know him, man. that brother did a 360 twice, man. But if a nigga try to say Master P wasn't no motherfucking gangster, man, that nigga, come on, man. He gave you the blueprint.
Right.
Real shit. Gave you the blueprint, man. But man, y'all brothers, man, like for real, man. I would say. Incredible career, man. Like, definitely the way y'all came up, man. It's been total elevation throughout the years, man. From the sipping on the scissor, you know what I mean? That shit got that was one of the first records. I was already hip, but that was one of the first records that really popped up top.
That's what I was gonna ask you, Project. Is like that's the sipping on that scissor, man. And this is Master Wills, by the way. I mean, you provided that hook for that, and then that song, that's one of the songs that just blew up.
Juicy thought of the idea, and when he thought of, because we used to be in Texas a lot, and we know that in Texas they used to sip first. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. We used to trip off there because we said, man, we be sipping it in Memphis heavy like that too.
Right.
But they were sipping purple. We were sipping yellow. We were sip purple, but a lot of people down here would get the highest coat on the yellow. So we just was like we were glad that we was on the same page with them. So we used to go down there and kick it with, you know, people, you know, rap a lot now and Pimp C and everything. So then we said, man, we got to come up with a surf song. So Paul was like, yeah, we got to come up with a surf song. So then one of my songs on Get It Green, I said, jumping up the chizag, kicking on the chizag, sipping on the scissors. I said, sipping on some scissors, just slung a pizzag. So when I said that, you said, yeah, we're going to use that power pass. Sipping on some scissors.
Yes, sir.
Really, yes, sir. What they did was they just sampled something I had already said.
Yeah.
So when they sampled it, I just got in the video because it was my voice. So I just got in the video and tried to promote. And, man, we didn't know that song was going to blow up like that. People start saying we introduced a new drug. So
that's what you done created. You created the fucking
tour, end. Right? This for real. We going on tour, and majority of America, seriously, like, I'm going to tell you who didn't really know nothing about the, and I mean, for real, who didn't really know nothing about the first, and then it kind of messed me up. California.
Speak on.
California didn't know nothing about the first. I was like, I'm a lady. I said, you mean to tell me everybody out there was scared about that? They be on cocaine, you know what I'm saying? They be on cocaine and smoking wet sticks. They smoking wet sticks, smoking Sherman. I was just tripping though that I said, man, I thought they know about that, but they didn't know. And I was like, man, that's weird. And so it's like, that's why the song was kind of big, because they was like, we introduced a new drug. I said, this ain't new. That's so old.
No doubt. So, check it out, my G. Explain the concept, you know what I'm saying, for the song, you know what I'm saying? Use your head.
Oh, use your head? Oh, man, shoot. I just sat back and just thought of, I thought of something that a girl would say to a dude.
That's what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying?
I really thought, it came from me thinking of what a girl would say to a dude. Like, you know, a girl be like, see, this is how I thought of use your head. I had to make it for a man, so I had to make it for me. But I thought about it because I heard my little sister was like, because she be talking about dudes, you know, she's a little bit. Hey, oh, my little sister, she rapping on the song on Capital Alice. That's my little sister.
All right.
Yeah, so my little sister was, I just remember her just talking on the phone and be like, his ass ain't shit anyway. I don't know why he act like, we were talking about these dudes, she was talking about this dude, right? I ain't going to say his name, of course, but. He was talking about how he be knocking bras down. Him and his partner, they just tearing them up. And then my sister was like, she said, man, them niggas ain't all that. They ain't doing nothing.
Yeah.
And I was like, for real? And she was laughing about them all on Facebook, talking about how they killing bras in the bed. And she was like, man, y'all ain't licking no Lord.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Project Pat, man, if you don't mind, we want to spin that use your head right now for the people, and y'all hang, you know what I'm saying, hang on the line. We're going to come back and chop it up with Project Pat just a little bit more. We'll be right back with y'all. You can get ready here. Use house. Your head, Project Pat, man, right here in the chat.
Rest in
house.
Peace, DJ Screw, rest in peace.
You're tuned into the Trap House Rocks Show.
I'm drunk and I'm high. When I get you in this bed, we ain't gotta have sex. You can use your head.
Cause your ass ain't all that anyway. Don't be scared, we ain't gotta have sex. You can use your head. You can use your head. You can use your head. We ain't gotta have sex. You can use your head. You can use your head. You can use your head. We ain't gotta have sex. You can use your head.
Before I hit this, I need some brain, ho. Head like Tyrone, my coochie like crack. When I'm hitting
you say it's my turn, man, you got me fucked up. I talk you niggas out of money like a politician would. North Memphis, that's a hood, nigga, you can keep your wood.
I'm drunk and I'm high when I get you in this bed. We ain't gotta have sex, you can use your head.
Cause your ass ain't all that anyway. Don't be scared, we ain't gotta have sex. You can use your head, you can use your head, you can use your head. We ain't gotta have sex, you can use your head, your head.
Shorty fun, she playing with that monkey. First it was cool though, but now you're acting funny. But I ain't mad though, I ain't gonna cuss you out. Call you all about tonight, kick your ass up out my house. Gonna keep on blowing green, take some liquor to the head. Relax and let your mind go, we ain't gotta hit the bed. You ain't gotta be scared, gon' pop this pill though. Now you say you're feeling horny, that's what this pill for. You ain't gotta be a hoe, cause you're giving me some head. To be honest, I want stunning the puss for real, I just want it head. You ain't never did it before, yeah, that's what you said. I ain't gonna bust you out, I'ma play it how you play it.
I'm drunk and I'm high when I get you in this bed. We ain't gotta have sex, you can use your head.
Cause your ass ain't all that anyway. Don't be scared, we ain't gotta have sex. You can use your head, you can use your head, you can use your head. We ain't gotta have sex, you can use your head, your head.
Yes,
sir. Go ahead, man. I gotta tell her. Look, man. Hey, Project Pat, my boy 100 Kilo Rico's out there listening, man. He said, tell you what's up. He loved Project Pat. You know what I'm saying? He was with Alley Boy all weekend. Said he's tuned in listening shit. Mad respect to you and all that. Zeno Star, man. This is crazy right here. Project
Man
Pat in the trap.
Shit.
Absolutely great.
Hey, Project Pat, man, who does those beats, man? Tell us about the... I need to know who makes all those beats, man.
You know, Juicy get busy on some of them tracks.
We still have Project with us?
I think he lost.
Let's call him back. Yeah, you already know what it is. But Project Pat, I know Juicy J makes a lot of beats. Who else are some of the people that makes your beats?
Oh, we got Money Train Production. We got a guy by the name of Jay Green.
Okay.
I messed with a young dude named Metro Beats out of St. Louis. Metro Beats out of St. Louis. And I also messed with Sonny Dish out of Atlanta. He make a lot of juice beats. He been about making mine. And we messed with Lex Luger. Lex Luger made that Money Man, and Lex Luger made that use your head. And Lex Luger made that deal, Lisa.
Hey, Project Pat, man, I had a question for you. It's Master Wills. I've seen you in one of my favorite movies of all time. Let me ask you how you got a cameo in the movie Jackass. What's that experience like?
Man, I don't even know, man. I had to figure it out. That was 3 seasons. That was following them. They just put me on it. I don't know. The father, Johnny Knoxville, he loved 3-6 Mafia.
Uh-huh.
He loved 3-6 Mafia, so he was like, man, you know, I'm going to teach them, you know, Jackass. And, you know, father and love Jackass. That's their show, so.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy.
I love Jackass, too,
though. Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm telling you something, man. Them boys crazy. Like, this for real, too, man.
Yes, sir. Mm. Rest in peace, Ryan Dunn. Man. Rest in peace.
Yeah, no doubt. Pat, I got a question, man. I know 3-6 Mafia be doing a lot of stuff with Psychopathic Records. Have you ever planned on hitting up a gathering of Juggalos at one time?
You know, it's located this weekend.
Yeah, it starts this weekend.
Yeah, I want to go so bad, man.
They got quite a few people like Ice Cube and Ice T's
gonna be there. I heard he was gonna be there. You know,
I know Lil White
always be there.
Yeah, I know. Straight up. Charlie Sheen's gonna be like the guest host of honor this year.
Man, I heard Charlie Sheen gonna be there. That's wild as hell.
That's what I said, dude. Like last time somebody like crazy was there, some people got fucked up.
You know, if Charlie Sheen's
there's
gonna be some prostitutes and some cocaine if Charlie Sheen's gonna be there.
Man, that whole show is just a giant orgy, anyways.
Let that man leave. That man's gonna show up. They got Charlie Sheen there, man. That's pretty big. And see, what I like about that little situation, like Lil White was there last year. He's gonna be there this year. He's telling me, he said, man, he said, so many people. He said, everybody out there for all night just kicking. When is this gonna be? This weekend? Is it this weekend?
Yeah, it's this weekend. Same place it's always at in Ohio.
I thought last year was in Illinois.
Yeah, last year was off. Was kind of crazy. Tila Tequila got jacked up. Wu-Tang did some shit on stage they shouldn't have done. Pissed off the crowd. Yeah. Got jacked up.
They did some shit like what?
You got to realize, man, like, Juggalos are, they consider each other family. So, like, the whole time when they're on stage and you're chanting, you know, they're chanting family, family, you know what I'm saying? You're supposed to chant family back with them. And, like, they got up on stage and was like, fuck family. And you can't that shit to, like, you know what I'm saying? You can't say that shit to, like, 45,000 people
are
in a crowd.
Are you saying my Wu-Tang Clan said that?
It was Method Man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they didn't realize until after what they had done. And, like, they caught a couple beer cans to the face. Somebody threw a blunt at them.
Oh, I seen that video footage, man. I seen that, yo.
I don't want people throwing a blunt at me. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that shit on YouTube and all that.
I'd have picked that shit up and smoked it with them. Like, hey, thanks.
Man,
hey, Project Pat, everybody wants to know, man, what's a day with you like? If you know what I'm saying, what is a day with you like?
A day with me?
Yeah.
Man, I'm on the phone call. You I'm always on the phone. Booking Trump, like.
Yeah.
I'm always on the phone, like I just hung up, like the girl I mess with real tough in Pittsburgh. I just hung up tomorrow. I said, well, baby, gotta go. Gotta interview.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, man. I mean, when you can. Yeah.
Definitely always working and putting out, I mean, just classic.
I mean, it's a 24-hour job, for real. Like, I gotta go in the morning. Yeah. I'm on my way to Atlanta at 2 o'clock in the morning. But, I mean, you know.
Damn.
I mean, hey, it's like this here, man. If you ain't doing something, you ain't getting no money.
Yeah.
We gotta get some money, man.
Yeah, basically. Already, man.
I got in this game for the money. Juicy was like, man, you ought to rap. I said, man, I ain't no rapper. But he was like, man, I started feeling that money. He was getting off them little underground mixtapes. I said, man, get like over $20-something thousand in one day. I said, oh, yeah, I'm going to start rapping.
Yeah.
I'm going to start rapping.
I'll make a motherfucker bust a move ASAP.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely on that.
I've been good ever since, man. You know, God has blessed me, man.
Tell me about that loud pack.
Yeah. Loud pack. It was an album that I had already done the album before.
Right.
And I didn't know when it was going to come out because I had like a year and a half ago.
Right.
And, but, you know, like I said, you know, I be doing so much stuff. I didn't forget about it like that, but I kind of forgot about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, so when I heard the album, it was me.
Wow.
That's what it do, my G. That's definitely what it do. You know what I mean? So where can the people find you at, my son?
Oh, man, they can find me at Project Pat HCP on Twitter. That's at Project Pat HCP on Twitter. Or they can hit us up if they want Berkeley shows, 901-292-0795. That's 901-292-0795. Or they can hit us up at 901-825-6057.
Yes, sir.
Up for shows, verses on songs, you know, whatever.
Yes, sir.
Y'all heard Project Pat straight out of Tennessee up in here in the trap.
Yeah,
you know, Project Pat, Miss LB And honestly, I don't give the keys to the trap house to everybody, but Project Pat got the motherfucking keys to the trap
all
house.
Day.
No.
Big day.
Drop me off anything you want to over here in the trap, and I'm going to get rid of that shit. Trust me.
Well, shit.
Okay, I'm ready.
Now, three words to describe Project Pat.
Oh, man. I'm a walking. What you said? One word to describe me?
Three words.
Pills, weed, and pussy.
Walking bankroll.
That's
all. Walking bankroll.
Talk that shit, nigga.
Walking bankroll. That's it.
That's all.
Oh, I bet he is too. But...
walking bankroll.
Okay.
Cool. Word up.
That's definitely what's headed to right there. You know what I mean? Before we break out and go into a break or whatever, what advice do you got for them youngins out there that's trying to get where you at, my G?
First and foremost, man, you gotta put God first. You gotta get you some good production. You gotta stay out of jail, man, because that don't work no more.
Yeah.
They're going to jail, they gonna forget about you.
Niggas think that's a motherfucking promo.
Yeah, going to jail and getting shot. He can be a long time ago. It ain't no more.
Yeah, real shit.
Hell no.
Nah, it ain't no more. Ain't nobody in jail no more.
Yeah. This is one thing that we always do in the trap, Pat. Like, real shit, man. We heavy followers of the whole 3-6 movement, the whole Project Pat movement.
Hell yeah.
One. But my nigga, you come to the motherfucking trap house, you gotta give us a motherfucking verse, man, and let the people out there know what's really motherfucking moving now, man.
I gotta give y'all a verse?
Yeah, sir. It could be something old, something new, whatever it is, man. And with a big drop for the Trap House Rocks movement, and then get into a verse, man.
Send a shout out to the Trap House movement.
Trap House Rocks.
Oh, okay. Dang, man, my mind went blank.
Now you can give us a classic. Give us the verse when you drop that sipping on some scissor. We just gotta have that classic verse, man. We always let the legends come through and rock out, man.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, down south, we don't really just go freestyle like this, but I'm gonna see what I can do for you.
Yes, sir.
Let's see, Trap House, Rocks Out. I was playing on this block, playing dead, don't be stressed, buddy, fully making waves, jumping out the chicken nuts, putting balls down the car. That bitch weed is in my glove. Niggas give me for a bag, I'ma shoot him in his ass, I'ma show him who the boss. When you niggas gonna learn? When you cross in this game, then your ass will get burned. Wait my turn, know my time, rock for rock for the dime, taking fair chance after chance, but I got to dance to the rules of this shit. That's why I keep a revolver. How the hell you rob her? Gonna rob the robber. Oh, I'm gonna start you with a pistol, slap cross mouth, reaching in your pockets and take your money out. Man, you know what's going. You got I got dope. For the 900 strong, I got food, I got coke.
Yes, sir. That's that classic
scene
right there,
man. Yeah.
So you heard it here on the Trap House Rocks, the Boy Project Pat, and we love it, man. Hey, you one of those? I gotta say, I don't know if it's a Memphis thing, if it's a South thing, but y'all niggas come with the illest patterns, the illest hooks, man. I love it, man. It's melody, and I know it's that Memphis soul, man. Real talk.
Well, you know, I tell you like this right here. It's 99.9% black, so it's got to be some kind of soul.
Yes, sir.
I got that black for the bit too. I know what you're talking about, my kid.
It's 99.9% black. It's some kind of soul.
Yes, sir, man. When you think about soul music, you have to mention Memphis. You have to mention Philly. You have to mention Detroit. You have to mention Chicago, man. Like, so... coming from a legendary motherfucking place. You know what I mean? Like, these cities that I named, man, like, it's been black music forever, man. For real, for real. We had so many, so many before us, man. And we just carrying on tradition, man. So I salute you, brother, man. I love what you're doing. Love what you did. And keep it rocking, man. Real talk.
Man, much love. Much love.
Yes, I'm definitely going to bring those artists through here. I'll be getting at the management and everything, you know what I'm saying, send y'all some emails and get those artists on here too, you know, the artists that you're working with. It's just a, it's a big movement, you know what I'm saying? And
definitely,
we're honored to have Project Pat up in the Trap House tonight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Remain simsalabim out there, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Pat, where this bar? I need one more thing for you, man. I just need you to say this, Project Pat, and you tuned into the Trap House Rocks, man.
Okay, I'm ready when you're ready.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, it's your boy, Project Tata, and you tuning in to Trap House Rocks. Y'all know how we get down.
Yes, sir.
I love it. I love him. I fucking love him. Miss LB is a little bit too happy tonight, man. I don't get this happy most of the time. I like this shit. Look.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I ain't even sipping on that scissor.
Nigga,
I'm sipping on King Cobra shit over here. Look.
So, Pat, whatever excuse you got coming through, man, you bring that here, man. We blow that up real biggie. You know what I mean?
Man, look, I'm messing with y'all. Something stupid here, for real.
Anything new, any exclusive, I'll break records. Anything Project Pat bring, we're going to spend that shit all, man, bring it to the Trap House, man.
Okay, I'm gonna make sure I get y'all. I'm gonna get y'all this CD when we finish this album. But I'm gonna get y'all the songs. They're gonna be just the songs.
Oh yeah,
son, just bring the bricks. Son.
I'm gonna
the
have
bricks,
like all the people talking. We got people talking on when DJ talk. I'm gonna give y'all just the songs, so y'all can just go through them junk, pick what you think is good, just roll.
Hell yeah, because you know when Project Pat puts out something, it's like. All these DJs get that shit, and then you can't even hear the song of all the DJs talking shit on it. I want to, you know what I'm saying?
No. Y'all DJs yourself, so I'm going to let y'all do what y'all do.
That's what it do, man. Yes, shout out to the DJs, but I like to get that song, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You need that song, because you're a DJ.
you need
that song.
That's definitely a hoodie.
Shit, we got one more joint we're going to get into, LB or what?
We're going to wrap it up. Project Pat, we thank you so much for coming through the Trap House. Like I say, you know, you already got the keys, man. You bring anything through here, we're gonna spend that shit. You know what I'm saying? You're more than welcome to come through anytime. Anytime you want to come over here and take over the Trap House with us. You know what I'm saying? It's a big movement over here. We're proud to have Project Pat tonight. And Big Jig was on with us earlier. I'm saying thank you so much for coming through, man.
All right, that's a done deal.
Yes, sir. Love, brother.
Yeah.